Alan Moore appears on track to claim his third Yukon Quest title tomorrow. Moore arrived at the race's last checkpoint at Braeburn, hours ahead of the nearest competitor. Mushers have to take an 8-hour break at Braeburn before running the final 75 miles to the White Horse finish. Moore is eligible to leave just after 7 p.m. tonight, Yukon time, setting up an early Tuesday morning finish. Extreme cold has given way to warmer temperatures along the last portion of the trail, but accompanying snow and wind could slow progress to the finish. KUAC's Zoe Rome caught up with Alan Moore at the CarMax checkpoint.
Still in the lead, Alan Moore rolled into CarMax, laughing and encouraging his team.
People chase me, Alan. That's the bad news.
I just haven't seen anybody in a long time.
The warmer temperatures made for faster mushing and more enjoyable camping after brutal nights spent at temperatures as low as 40 below.
To endure those temperatures and back before Dawson when we had to camp out, you know, this, that, and the other, and being efficient, and it's really hard to camp out and be efficient when the temperatures are that cold.
A seasoned Quest veteran, Moore's strategy is to run his best race and not get overconfident, and let his sled dogs do their work. Moore has not dropped a single dog, and with a full team pulling his sled, the trails are refreshingly familiar. Led by dogs Dutch and Commando, Moore's excitement was palpable.
Just as coming into town, they sped up a lot. They knew where they were.
To keep spirits up, Moore sings to his team, mostly Christmas carols. On the Yukon Quest Trail in CarMax, I'm Zoe Rome.
Behind Alan Moore, defending Quest champion Matt Hall arrived in Braeburn this afternoon at 3:08 p.m., about 5 hours behind the leader. Fellow Quest veterans Laura Neese, Paige Drobny, Ed Hopkins, and top rookie Vaybjorn Reitan are closely grouped in the 3 through 6 spots. 15 of the 26 mushers who started the race remain on the trail.